Anyway, I don't know why I was telling you all that. Ezekiel Kralin wrote a story called The Calls from County Jail. And it goes like this. The true tale that I first posted on Reddit in a forum asking, in the spirit of Halloween, paranormal or not, what is the scariest, creepiest, or most unsettling experience of your life? Scariest experience, or at least one of my scariest, is going on right now. For the past 2 days, when I come home, there are a bunch of messages on my answering machine from the same person, a collect call request from county jail. By the way, this is a landline. I do not own a cell. It goes something like this. Hello, this is a collect call from county jail, from then his voice, kind of raspy and deep, Moose Espinoza. If you want to accept this call, press 1. If you don't want to accept this call, hang up or press 2. The recording continues to explain various rules about collect calls from county jail. It just goes on for an insufferable amount of time. It says something about if you're a lawyer and do not want to have your call recorded, call this number. It gives a 10-digit number. Then rattles on about other stuff, including the option to press number 7 to block any more calls from county jail. Of course, since these are messages already on my answering machine, picking up the phone to press 7 will get me nowhere. I don't recognize the name, nor would I ever accept a collect call from county jail. I only have gotten such a call twice before, around 8 and 12 years ago, and do not appreciate this new one at all. One from a homeless person who did have my phone number, but I never told him to call me from jail. Another was a wrong number, probably. Very unnerving, especially since he's been calling 2 times per day and once late at night. 7:30 a.m., 6:30 p.m., 1:30 a.m., respectively, and those are just rough estimates. He didn't or doesn't call right on the half hour. The answering machine uses a chip to record and is klutzy in that you have to listen through the first 10 seconds of each message before you can skip to the next one rather than hear it all the way through, or you'll have to listen to them all over again if even one of those messages was not played for at least 10 seconds. Before you can press the Erase All Messages button, I have decided that next time, though I hope there are no more next times, just to unplug the answering machine and plug it back in again, which will delete all messages by default. Though since it doesn't even come with a battery socket, I'll have to reset the day, hour, and minute each and every time, but I just won't bother. I hardly ever receive any phone calls. I have Lifeline service, by the way, living on Social Security and no other income. But my brother from Long Island has been calling me now and then, which means I'll have to listen to each message in case one is his, but I decide not to do this. It would just be too nerve-wracking. It's times like these I wish my brother would use email to reach me, which I've suggested in the past, but he's averse to internet stuff. 70 years old, retired cop, a great man, but set in his ways. His wife is very ill these days, and I feel for him. My own low income may force me to finally depart from my crummy SRO due to gentrification or eviction because the landlord's getting out of the business or, God forbid, fire, and I don't even know if I can return to our family home, a humble ranch house built up a bit by my brother after all these decades, for I am the black sheep, the weirdo, the one that everyone scapegoats whenever someone's in a bad mood. I'd return a failure, nothing to show of my life victories in their Republican eyes. I wouldn't want to go back anyway, as I'd then become absorbed by the Borg of hetero family values and become the stereotypical gay uncle dedicated to enhancing the lives of his straight relatives, walking dogs, cleaning house, shoveling snow, planning parties, house-sitting, babysitting, and so forth. No more gay activism for this sorry soul stuck in a bland suburban region without a car or driver's license. My only fulfilling outlet would be on the internet. There are also the ungodly hot and humid summers that would sap my spirit for almost 6 months each annum, and due to climate change, Long Island can only expect killer heat waves increasing each year and more prolonged. Oh, I'd be miserable. I would much prefer the icy winter all year long. Then what if my brother poops out on me and I'm left stranded, no other relations caring enough to take me in? His second daughter is married into El Salvadorian people, who are also Christian evangelists. I can't bear to go to anyone's funeral. Going to my brother's is out of the question. What would they think of me on top of everything else? I have been in the habit these past 15 years or so of keeping my phone ringer turned to off and my answering machine volume all the way down to zero. This is because, as a gay street activist, I have met numerous men down on their luck, some of whom turn out to be kind of disturbed and possibly dangerous, and others who are really nice dudes but don't seem to respect my request to not press my apartment building's buzzer before 8 p.m. or after 11 p.m. Buzzer is connected to the phone. But even though I've had this same number since 1983, I get a wrong number once in a blue moon, and they can be pretty weird. Some from a stranger or messed up crazy just pressing buttons to try to get inside. I live on a very busy main street, lots of foot traffic, including bums. So because of this, I keep the ringer and volume off and just check the LED indicator on my answering machine to see if I got any calls every hour or so, which is frustrating because I have four good friends whom I see a lot less due to these strange calls that always start to occur whenever I decide that it's okay now to turn my ringer and answering machine volume back on. And you got it. A good buddy I haven't seen in more than a year was back in town. I know because Donnie, that's his name, buzzed me 6 days ago and left a message. 2 days later, I decided that since no weird messages have been left on my answering machine for more than 4 months, it would be fine to put the ringer and volume back on. And that is when these county jail messages commenced, just 2 more days later. I really don't want to miss out on seeing Donnie. He's very sweet and good company, but I decided to go back to keeping all phone noises silent. Otherwise, I'd have to be awakened every night from Moose Espinosa's intruding run of unwelcome messages. So for the past 2 mornings, I don't even bother to listen to the 20 or so messages left on my machine from the previous day and night. I just press the listen to messages button and let them all play through without hearing any of them. Once played through, I then hit the delete all messages button. What a hassle. That's why I finally decided that starting today, I'll just do the unplug, plug back in thing and be done with it, not knowing if one or more of those calls was from Donnie or my brother or perhaps from another person I like and who is not an asshole. Don't know how this moose got my number. It's unlisted, though it may be one of those wrong calls that AT&T tosses in my direction now and then. Or perhaps he's pressing O instead of zero. Oh, yeah. Oh, the letter O instead of zero. Or some other finger slip. But leaving a slew of attempted calls within the short span of 10 minutes suggests a desperate and pushy sort of personality, and that's not good. Why doesn't he just call me once for each of those 3 times per day if he's a nice person? I also wonder, what does he want? Money? A place to crash or hide out? I'm a poor person, thus not capable of providing him any help in any way, shape, or form. I couldn't even give him legal counsel or references, as I'm largely alone in the world. Now elderly, at 66, I realize I am prone toward ex-convict types who are known to seek out elderly queers to hole up and take advantage of. The last thing I need is some desperate bully robbing me of both sleep and finances, as well as winding up getting me evicted and even possibly arrested myself. Ah, the Castro. I am so sick of putting up with this crappy neighborhood, though I have accomplished much good over the decades. Enough is enough. Leave me to my lonely pursuits, please. My days of street activism are long over. Does he actually know who I am through a mutual associate? Or has one of my enemies been handing out my number to troubled people in order to harass me? This has happened before, though many years ago. Is he going to get angry at me for not picking up the phone, track me down when he gets out? Where I live is very easy for anyone to find out, as I have occupied this edifice since 1983. My 2 windows face the main street. The building's not very secure, thus easy for anyone to slip in and out, especially since frequent building and service contractors leave the front gate ajar for their convenience, often for an hour or more, and I'm kind of notorious. And I do have enemies because of my decades of homeless outreach, which sometimes involves confrontations with homophobes and other sorts of disturbed denizens who don't like to see me on the streets at night because they like to think it's their turf, even though they've only showed up a year or two ago and I've been here since the Bronze Age. Early this morning, by the way, around 6 a.m., for some reason, the answering machine volume was turned up a couple of notches, and I heard Moose's call again. So I picked up the phone and heard the recorded voice, but I already knew to press 7 to cancel any further calls. So I pressed 7, yet the recorded voice went on as if nothing happened. Didn't say anything like, "Okay, you pressed 7. You will receive no more calls from county jail." Does this mean I must first wait as she drones on until she comes around to the press 7 spiel before this will work? Am I cursed to have to put up with his message batches for God knows how long that are blocking me from anyone who matters reaching me? Jeez, what a nightmare. And it's still going on as far as I know. Thank you for listening. And then there's a little after that, two updates. Update 1. KEOKUTAH, 2 points 15 hours ago. I don't know what that even means. It says after that, "I think all your questions could be answered if you just answered the phone and asked him what he wants. He's in jail. It's not like he can do anything to hurt you, and the calls are recorded. So if he does threaten you, they would know. And if you do feel like you're in danger, you can let the police know. Maybe it's someone you know, but the prison forces him to use his real name, and you know him by a false name." And somebody else wrote, "I Love Ducks" is the name, 1 point 24 minutes ago. I don't really understand. 1 point 24 minutes? What does that even mean? "I Love Ducks" wrote, "I'd rather not, but thanks. Police can do..." Oh, I get it. "I Love Ducks" is Ezekiel writing back under the name "I Love Ducks" for some reason. "I'd rather not, but thanks. Police can do very little, even if he threatens me. Picking up that phone can open up a can of worms that I'll regret. So last night I was up when he began another string of calls. I held the receiver up to my ear until the recorded voice told me to press 7 to ban all calls. Then I pressed 7. Then the voice told me to punch in a 4-digit code so I could cancel the block in a future time if I so wanted. I did that too. A wave of relief swept over me, knowing that I'll never be bothered again by such calls, but that relief was cut short as his calls resumed a couple of hours later. This morning I arose to find 6 more identical messages on my answering machine, so I guess that 7 option is useless. So much for peace of mind. I know what to expect when I return home this evening. Happy Halloween." And the second update, unplugging/replugging the answering machine does not remove all messages, just the date and time settings. How infuriating. So now I just turned off the answering machine and unplugged the telephone. After a week of remaining disconnected, I will resume phone and answering machine activity to see if this curse has been lifted. Donnie, where are you? And that's how the article ends. So...